Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, April 22nd, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here as always to tell you about movies, toys, and more. Let's get started as I pull up my notes for movies. Last weekend at the box office, Scream 4 was number 2, not number 1, with $18.7 million. Rio was number 1 with $39.2 million. Hop was number 3, $10.7 million. Hannah was $7.3 million. And Soul Surfer also got $7.3 million. This weekend, your new movies include a new Tyler Perry movie, Water for Elephants, and some other stuff. It's not a big week for new movies. In the news, Thor will indeed be given the IMAX 3D treatment, in case there was any doubt. So if you're going to go see it, that's an opportunity. Disney Marvel is already talking a sequel to both Captain America and Thor as well. The Dark Knight Rises has some new casting news. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is John Blake, a Gotham cop, and Marion Cotillard, or something, is a Gotham Wayne Corp board member lady person. The Weinstein Company is filing suit over The Crow because they think they own the rights, and they might. I don't know what the legal thing is, and I guess it's going to stop the Bradley Cooper remake, which might actually be a blessing. After some wrangling back and forth, it looks like the Weird Al Yankovic parody of Lady Gaga's I Was Born This Way, or just Born This, I don't know, I'm old, it will be called I Perform This Way on his next album, so there you go. Justin Timberlake will be hosting the SNL season finale. Battlestar Galactica has been picked up by BBC America because you've obviously never seen it at this point. Elizabeth Sladen, known to many as Sarah Jane Smith of Doctor Who and its spinoffs, died this week. She was 63. TV on the radio bassist Gerard Smith also died this week of lung cancer. He was 36. In case you missed the memo, the Transformers Headmasters DVD will be coming out with a subtitle track, but no dub. Shout Factory will be publishing the disc, as well as a collection of Victory and Super God Master Force episodes. So they're basically going all out on the unaired G1 Japanese Transformers episodes. New at Entertainment Earth. It's time for the Doctor Who sale. Buy one Doctor Who item, get a second one, 40% off. This is for a limited time, only through next Tuesday, so if you're in the future, this sale is over. Check our site for items and availability, sale.entertainmentearth.com, and it's all Doctor Who items, in stock and pre-order, that are on sale. So if you haven't picked up what you want, now is the time to do it, because the season premieres this weekend, and what better way to celebrate than with the Sonic Screwdriver, right? Right. Anyway, check it out today at Entertainment Earth. In toy news, this will tick you off. Million Publishing in Japan has announced a new classic-style Transformers exclusive of Stepper, known to its U.S. fans as Ricochet, usually. It's basically a black and gold repaint of Jazz, the Target Master accessory. The price isn't really known, how you get it isn't really known, but if history is any indication, it's going to be really expensive and you probably can't have one. Toynami is doing new Futurama minifigures, little super-deformed figures of Bender, Dr. Zoidberg, and the Robot Devil. LEGO Pirates of the Caribbean toys are up for pre-order on Entertainment Earth right now, and it looks like each set has a Jack Sparrow in it. So if you want a Jack Sparrow LEGO figure, and my guess is you do, you can just pick up any set and you'll be fine. Also, Toys R Us is doing a pre-order with a video game that has, an exclusive figure. It might just be a figure, but I haven't seen them all up close yet, so I'm not 100% sure. Mattel revealed its next Masters of the Universe figure in the package, and it's the faceless one. Oddly, he does have a face, and the bio reveals his name to be Nicholas Powers. How lame. At least Clawful's name is pronounced through a series of claw clicks. The Doctor Who construction line is going up for pre-order. They are LEGO compatible, include Daleks, the 11th Doctor, some bricks, little sonic screwdrivers, that kind of thing. Funko got the John Wayne license and will be doing some bobbleheads. Funko also got cereal, so they're going to be doing plush and vinyl figures of Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocula. The pop vinyl figures in particular are really nice. I like them anyway. Another unreleased G.I. Joe exclusive was revealed this week, and it was shown at the G.I. Joe convention a couple of weeks ago. Photos are surfacing online. Just search for the Steel Brigade set. It looks like various 25th anniversary molds have been painted in Steel Brigade colors, and figures have been given Steel Brigade helmets. So they're not generic Steel Brigades, but they're guys with names in the Steel Brigade stuff, if you get my meaning. You should look for it. Anyway, that's all for this week. The microphone's acting a little wonky, so I am going to cut it short, or normal. So have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Easter, if Easter is your thing. And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, and I will see you all next time.